Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week we talk about a couple of items of note to South Dakota craft beer drinkers, the buyout of Dogfish Head Brewing by Boston Beer Company, and word that a Sioux Falls brewery, Hydra, has ceased brewing operations. These two events highlight what's happening with craft beer today. It's a tough go for the large craft breweries that have gone national, and while people want local beer, it's still not easy to make a go of it in a crowded market. At the 6th anniversary party for Wooden Legs, we went to the back room, the brew house, and talked about these two events. Boston Beer Company is the second largest craft brewer in America. Their Sam Adams Boston Lager is that craft beer you see virtually everywhere, grocery stores, restaurants, gas stations. Dogfish Head has prided itself on being outside the norm, making off-centered ales, as their slogan goes. We spoke with Wooden Legs co-owner Seth Cook and Brent Mathiason and brewer Derek Schmidt about the coming together of those two very different breweries.
Sam Adams has always been, they've always been a solid brand. I think they're well managed. I think they're well distributed. I think they're well intended. And you know, they've done a good job. And if you really look what Sam Adams has done, and let's back up 20 to 25 years, I mean, what they've done for the craft beer industry, it cannot be dismissed. They legitimized a lot of ways on the East Coast craft beer. They should and could lay claim to that. I would say Dogfish Head reinvented craft beer, legitimized it again. They made beer weird again and made it okay to be weird. So that the fact that they merged together is, it's really good business decision. It's Sam Adams might have been even seen as old and tired sometime, and that's not my words. That's probably words on the internet. And with the addition of the Dogfish Head guys, it brings complete legitimacy to the new craft beer scene. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see where they go.
I saw an article somewhere that was the best exit strategy of a brewery ever. I still don't know really what to think. You know, it's good that by merging, they can help spread the message. They're going to have a little better resources coming to get that and to go after some of the other mega brands out there. But it's still kind of an interesting thing seeing two of the major craft beer brands merging like that. But we'll see. I you know, I'm an optimist. I think it could have some good things going. And so I'm still a fan of the small craft breweries. I'd much rather go to a place like Seth and I have started here, Wooden Legs.
Honestly, coming into the beer scene quite a bit later than the three of you, Sam Adams, to me, was never even thought of as a craft brewery just because of how accessible and large it seemed from the beginning of my beer history. And Dogfish Head, for that matter, too, was not quite to that level, but still a very large craft brewery. So to see what I would consider two giants of the industry merge like that, it to me, almost feels like a bit of a more clear separation of the breweries like ourselves here at Wooden Legs.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller is on the way. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking about a couple of recent events that highlight what's happening these days in craft beer, the buyout of Dogfish Head by Boston Brewing, and the end of Hydra as a brewery in Sioux Falls. Hydra Beer Company started distributing their beer contract brewed in Wisconsin and Minnesota in early 2015. They opened a tap room and began brewing their own beer in 2016. Seth Cook and Brent Mathiason, co-owners of Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings, know that running a successful brewery is not easy.
As any industry goes, it's a tough gig. And I think the Hydra guys are exceptionally, exceptionally good dudes. I think they've made some very good product. But it's unfortunate that not everybody can win.
It's not easy.
And you know what? They have many decisions they'll probably evaluate internally for how they made them or what they went on to do. But I think they deserve a lot of credit for what they put together and what they were able to do. And I wish the best luck to them in what they do next. And that's the truth of our industry, is it's hard. It's hard.
To do a successful brewery, it's not easy, is it, Brent?
No, it's not. Especially, both Seth and I have basically two jobs continuously. You come in, we've got great staff. I can't express how great I think the people are helping down here. Derek makes really great beers. Chris doing a great job up front. But it really comes down to having good staff on board and making sure that
that they see the similar vision of what you have and make a product that you will fall behind. I mean, Derek does some really good jobs with the beers that he brings out, and I'm always really happy with what we got. So keeping it focused on the craft and doing fun things.
Hydra's Tap Room remains open at this point, basically as a bar serving beer from other breweries. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.